Motown Friday, the Jerry Agar Show, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. That song is called Come See About Me, and Dr. Warren Amate and I are going to talk about narcissism. So Nick picked the right song. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here. So first of all, let's get into why this came up for you and I in the first place, or that would be you and me, wouldn't it?
Yes.
For the English nannies who are listening and will email me. So there was an article that came out that said there are a lot of narcissists coming out of business school, and then they blamed the professors because the professors in business school are narcissistic, self-pleased kind of people. Do you think there's truth to that?
There's definitely truth to that. And they show that the narcissistic professors, the students for them who are narcissistic themselves, did better in their classes, whereas the non-narcissists did less good in their classes.
All right, so they are sort of mimicking the behavior of the professor and thinking, if I'm going to be successful in business, I have to be large and in charge and better than everybody else.
Exactly, but being large and in charge and better than everyone else is not necessarily a bad thing. It's the other aspects of narcissism that are so damaging, the manipulativeness, the exploitiveness, the lack of empathy for anybody. That's what's a big concern.
All right. So a healthy dose of self-esteem is an okay thing?
Definitely. True self-esteem.
True self-esteem, which has to be based on...
It has to be based on, well, first of all, that you have to earn it. You have to have a sense of true self-confidence. And there's two things. There's what's called explicit and implicit self-esteem. Every single test that we ever hear about self-esteem is virtually always done on explicit, which is basically if I ask you, how do you feel about yourself? How great do you think you are? You're answering. So if you have this explicit self-esteem, this is you're telling me I'm great, I'm wonderful.
Okay.
Implicit self-esteem, however, is how you truly feel about yourself. And the best test of that is, and I do this as a psychologist, I test the unconscious. I can get to the real, implicit sense of self. But the best test of that is if you make a mistake and I correct you, if you have implicit self-esteem, you're going to be saying, oh, well, thank you. I didn't know. You're going to appreciate learning something. Whereas somebody who has high explicit but low implicit self-esteem, they're going to get very upset. How dare you challenge me? How dare you poke holes in my story?
That's
the difference.
Well, how do you get to that? By asking questions that don't seem to be, you're not sure what the question's for, so you just answer it?
Well, with my testing, I use the infamous ink blot tests and other projective tests. That's how we get to it.
Well, I took this test online, and it I guess is developed or run by a professor or a doctor, Twenge, who says that narcissism, a dysfunctional sense of self, has increased over this latest generation. Do you think that's true?
I do. And by the way, she didn't do that test. It was Raskin and somebody else, Dr. Raskin, but she's used that test and the data on it to show over the last 20 years or so, narcissism scores have seem to have increased about 30%.
And do you think that part of that, and this is my amateur psychology here, has come from this everybody gets a trophy culture that we seem to have developed?
Definitely, 100%. Having taught thousands and thousands of students, I mean, I've got some amazing students. I love some of the students that I teach, but I also see that that attitude.
All right, I want to go through some of these questions on the test because I found it difficult to deal with in some areas. I didn't know what answer to give. You're given only two possibilities, and you have to pick one.
Yes.
And here's one: I try not to be a show off, or I will usually show off if I get the chance. Well, I'm paid to show off.
Right.
You know, I mean, realistically, isn't that true? I do a radio show, I do a TV show, I write a column, it's kind of look at me, isn't it?
It is. And even for somebody who is not in your situation, a lot of these questions, you're being forced to answer one of two choices and neither applies. Or if you choose one, you're feeling uncomfortable choosing because it's better than the other choice. But it really doesn't apply to you. It's a badly designed test, and it's the most widely used test in research on narcissism.
All right, but then if we're talking about an increase in narcissism, maybe it's because we have faulty tests.
Well, when we look at the research, I would say it could be that, because I do not trust this test, quite frankly, even though it's the most widely used. But I can just say in my own personal experience, and the many people I've spoken with, in business especially, or any type of employment opportunities, they say the number one criticism they have of young people coming in is the sense of entitlement. And that's a huge marker for narcissism.
One of the questions is, you choose between these two statements. I'm a born leader, or leadership is a quality that takes a long time to develop. See, for me, either of those could be true. I think you can learn to be a leader in part because you've spent a long time in your area, your professional area or whatever you might be involved in. And because you have a lot of institutional knowledge, you become very useful as a leader to young people coming into the business. But I think there are people who are born leaders. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree. And so here's the problem. Narcissists, I can predict how a narcissist would answer every single item. Okay, I mean, there's it's pretty obvious how they would.
Well, however, the narcissist would just say, "I'm a born leader."
Exactly.
Because why wouldn't you want to listen to me?
Exactly. And they wouldn't even reflect on
what's
the other
choice. What's not to love?
Exactly. You know. So is it will always be the narcissist will always answer certain questions a certain way. However, so would so many other people who are not narcissists. They have, you know, either self-esteem or confidence. So it's a poorly designed test.
You know, there are people, you can see it with young people. You can put groups of kids together to do an assignment at school or to play games at the birthday party. And there's always that kid who seems to kind of run the show. Hey, here's what we're going to do. And everybody kind of follows it. And that's a born leader. I don't think it's necessarily a jerk, just a person who, hey, this would be fun, kids. Why don't we do this? And everybody goes, yeah, that would be fun.
Exactly. And that's why people have to distinguish between that kind of a child or that kind of a child who gets everyone to do something, but it's only for his gain and everyone else is going to suffer because of that kid's personal gain.
Yeah. Well, you've talked before on the show about how business leaders tend to be narcissists, but you've also said it's not always a negative thing.
Well, having self-confidence knowing how to deal with people and telling them what they want to hear and so on doesn't have to be a negative thing. It's when you hurt other people that it's negative. That's the problem.
But if you're a person who is, let's say, managing a business and trying to grow that business solely for the purpose of getting your own bonus, if everybody else does well because of it, where's the problem?
No, that's exactly true. Again, the only problem or one of the problems that I see with narcissism is the exploitativeness and the lack of regard for anyone else's needs or feelings. And that's a serious concern. And I would never want anyone to emulate that type of behavior. But the other stuff you're describing is not a bad thing. It's being a good leader.
All right. Well, I've blamed some of this, and you agreed with me on the everybody gets a trophy and a juicy juice kind of culture. And, you know, I was going to ask you the question, what could the education system do better in this regard? They would have to turn quite a corner, I think, in how they handle kids. And I'll ask you more about that in a moment.
This is Jerry Agar on News Talk 1010.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. Perfect in every way.
Can't wait to look in the mirror.
Dr. Lauren Amate is with me here on News Talk 1010, and we're talking about the rise of narcissism in our culture. I took the test, and now you have said that you don't think it's the perfect test, this online test that you showed me. So we should link that, though, Jason, so people can do it just for fun. We'll link the test on my page at newstalk1010.com. But what does my score look like to you?
It's actually very surprising. I think people would be surprised because the average university student was 15.6, whereas
out of
40.
Okay.
Whereas the average U.S. adult was 15.3, and celebrities are almost 18.
Okay.
Your score was 14, which is lower than university students.
Do you think I lied on the test?
I don't think you lied.
Because I'll bet a lot of listeners wouldn't believe that's true.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. We should go over it afterwards and just see which items that you chose differently than what we would expect.
Okay.
Because, quite frankly, I took the test twice. One of my scores was about 17 and one was 20-something. So,
well, if the test, did you goof around with it in order to change the number?
I didn't goof around with it.
But you must have changed some answers.
I did change a couple of answers. I reflected on them and I tried a few different ways. And if you look at the test, the results, and people can do it if they do it online, they have seven different subscales of narcissism.
Yeah.
And the one that I should be highest on, which is self-sufficiency, I was really quite low on. So I'm not quite sure what exactly this test is
at. But it's it can be a party game, if nothing else, or just fun for yourself. So we'll link it on my page at newstalk1010.com. We have a minute or so left. I believe if we are, in fact, raising more narcissists, we need to get away from that everybody gets a trophy culture. I'm sorry you failed the test. You're a good person. Let's help you pass the test next time.
You know, I've spoken to a lot of teachers, and they say they feel so disempowered when the parent comes in and says, my little Johnny or my little Susie, you know, they worked really hard. Why didn't you give them an A? The parents or the teachers have a very hard time dealing with these parents. And when the parents complain to the principals or the trustees or whoever, the teachers feel that they're thrown under the bus. There's a policy in junior high or in high school where if you skip a test, they can find you at a bar. You're a high school student. They find you in a bar and you skip the test. They have to let you redo it with no punishment.
There was a teacher who actually got fired in Edmonton because it gave a student a zero because the student didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And they fired the teacher. Well, then the kid gets the wrong lessons. And that's something we have to change in our culture, because failing is a great teacher.
It really is. And it's not even failing if you learn from it. It's a learning experience. And
right.
That's what parents have to recognize.
I think I'd be inclined, if I were the teacher and the parents said, well, my little Johnny really tried hard. Why did you give him? I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Johnny an A-plus for effort, failed the rest of the test.
Exactly.
All right. But willing to put in effort, there's good news, might be able to learn to pass the test in the future.
Right.
All right. Well, a weekend party game can be playing around and see how much of a narcissist you are yourself on my page at newstalk1010.com. Always good to see you.
It's always a pleasure for me, Jerry.